Mary, rising up, went into the hill country. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, in our social hall, called the Hälfta Hall, we have the flag of Mexico. It is a very unique flag, because it's not the flag of present-day Mexico, where Catholics have suffered and still do suffer lots of persecution from the government. But it is the flag of Imperial Mexico, where Catholicism was once the official religion of the state. The eagle in the flag stands for all that is good and right, while the snake represents evil and sin. Color white represents the Catholic faith, green is for independence, and red stands for the union between the Europeans and the people of the Americas. Today is the feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe, the patroness of Mexico and the Americas. It was in the year 1531 when Our Lady appeared to a poor Indian named Juan Diego at Tepeyac, a hill northwest of Mexico City. She identified herself as the mother of the true God, instructed Juan to have the bishop build a temple on the site, and left an image of herself imprinted miraculously on Juan Diego's tilma, or apron. This was the start of Mexico's mass conversion to the true faith, making of the Catholic Mexico. We must remember from history that the old Indians, called the Aztecs, when they were living in pagan times in Mexico, they offered annually at least 20,000 men, women, and children in human sacrifice to their gods. Imagine that, 20,000 persons, immortal souls, each year killed in the worship of false gods. And it's estimated that one out of every 5 children in Mexico was in this way sacrificed. So Mexico in the 1500s was truly in desperate need of conversion. Mexico was then made a colony of Spain, just like United States of America was once a collection of colonies of Great Britain. But many people did not like to be governed by the Europeans who lived far away on the other side of the ocean. The Mexicans wanted to be independent, have their own country, just like the people of the United States. And people who fought for the independence of Mexico, they carried the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe into the battles. Her image was so much connected to the Mexican independence movement that if the Spaniards won a battle, they desecrated her image by shooting it, as if they were shooting a rebel, because captured rebels who wore the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe were also shot. It was in year 1821 when General Agustin Iturbide, who was like a George Washington of Mexico, got victory over Spaniards. He declared Mexico independent from Spain and thanked the Virgin of Guadalupe of her protection. He was made an emperor and declared that the Catholic Church was the official religion of Mexico. He was a good emperor and was not only the Washington, but also the Lincoln of Mexico, because the emperor liberated the slaves by his decree, which said, "After the proclamation of this decree, neither the purchase nor sale of slaves imported into the empire will be permitted, and the children of all existing slaves shall be emancipated on attaining the age of 40." In December 1822, Father Barcena, who was a priest in the Cathedral of Valladolid, he preached a sermon at the foundation of the Imperial Order of Guadalupe. He said that this founding was a sign of Mexico's alliance with the Mother of God. He said how horrible was the state of Mexico during paganism, and how Our Lady had converted the whole nation as a compensation of Europe's loss to Protestantism. Mexico was the most Catholic country in the world, a bulwark of orthodoxy and devotion to Mary, when in Europe religion was challenged by impiety and atheism. Those few years were the best and most glorious years of the independent Mexico. Unfortunately, this did not last long. The army and the Republican Party revolted against the emperor in 1823. They issued an order which said that Iturbide was never the emperor of Mexico, and that anyone who shall cheer him or in any other manner support him as emperor shall be denounced as a traitor. So in only a few years did soldiers who were fighting for God and their country, they were then proclaimed as traitors. Dear children, this feast of Mexico teaches us to be faithful to God and to Virgin Mary. The patriots of Mexico, they loved their country and they fought under the banner of Our Lady of Guadalupe. Virgin Mary had saved Mexico from bloody and evil pagan rituals, and because Mexicans were Catholics, they did not tolerate any slavery, neither the slavery of sin or the slavery of forced labor. You should learn from today's feast that the best way to love your own country is not to give in to the evils of the world, but instead you stay faithful to the Catholic Church, you stay faithful to Blessed Virgin, and then you will do well in the society and be a good citizen of your own home country on earth, so that you may one day be a good citizen of God in heaven. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.